The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We got tons of things to talk about, and there's really not that much going on. So let's just jump right in. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-L-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're so inclined, you can also watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com. Click watch us on live stream. That's simple. Since I'm a big TV star now, as of 5 minutes ago.
Oh, congratulations. How's that?
I'm just kidding. But we finally have the first episode of Sports on the Rocks up on sportsmap.com. And I tweeted out a link. And if don't do it now because you're going to be listening to us.
Right.
But at some point tonight or tomorrow, please check it out. It turned out fantastic. And if it gets enough run, we'll do a lot more of these. And but it is up. And Travis Johnson was great. Holly was great. The Whitmire guys were just fantastic. And I think what you'll find is the drunker we get, the funnier it gets.
All right. So that's typically how it works.
Yeah, most of the time. And so the last segment is the best. But if you have some time, please check it out. It's it's taken a long time. Oh, by the way, 402, damn near a record. But that was not a strong one, though. That was kind of a half-assed one, frankly. But, I'm very happy that we got it up. We've been messing with some technical issues. And this is the first one, so we needed to find out all the ways to make it work. And so we have, and there it is. And now, if it gets a good response, then it'll become a regular show. And we also, you may see it on TV around here somewhere. We'll see. But regardless, it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So... what are the odds? There's like sportsy stuff to talk about today.
Not great.
Yeah, there's some sportsy stuff.
I mean, a little bit.
Hard Knocks is sportsy. I know you watch that.
Yeah.
We got NCAA allowing basketball players to have agents. That's sportsy. Yeah,
that is kind of sportsy.
That's just kind of a common sense move, right?
I would think so.
It's different for the NCAA, but it is kind of a common sense move that makes sense for them. And yeah, that's pretty much all the sports. That's all I got.
All right, now we're done for the day. Guess what I've been dealing with?
What's that?
A messed up phone.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What happened?
My home button doesn't work, which you don't realize just how vital that button is to everything that you do throughout the day. But, it's broken, and I've been... doing a diagnostics test with a chat on the Apple website, and it looks like I'm, after all that, I've been chatting with this Jeanette for about 45 minutes, and now we did a diagnostics test, and she's like, oh yeah, you're just gonna have to take it to an iPhone store, to an Apple store. So I went to the Apple store before I got with Jeanette, and the Apple store down here said that they wouldn't be able to see me for 2 to 2.5 hours. And unfortunately,
kind of a radio show.
I was busy. Yeah. So,
at least you got a Jeanette and not a, are you a rocket scientist?
I mean, I guess that's true, but
is that?
Maybe that guy could have fixed my phone.
Well, he didn't fix my Adele when I had it. So no, but,
So now I am sort of stuck, I guess. So I've got to get it all taken care of tomorrow, I guess. I'm just going to have to go without a home button for a while.
Well, I have a suggestion for you that I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
That I think you will. It's better than the Apple Store.
Okay.
It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so when you call, text, tweet, send a Raven, whatever you do, please put odds on it. We'll have some fun with it. But, we're a day away from the first Texans preseason game, mm-hmm. which I'm excited about, believe it or not. You know, I just want to see... I want to see a series of Deshaun Watson and then sit his ass down never to be seen again until New England.
Yeah.
I've
got a question for you about Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
Do you think that the Texans will be less aggressive with the way they use Deshaun Watson this year? Now that they realize just how important he is to the team, do you think that they will be?
If they
will take less risks.
But if they do that, is he that as important?
I mean, I guess that's a good question.
That would be how I'd respond. I think you have to let him play his game, and you have to let him be aggressive because that's what made him spectacular for that stretch. And I think if you start going into, okay, well, we're going to be worried about him getting hurt.
Well, I mean, there may be some sort of a happy medium between, like, not having him take any risks and exposing him to less risk than he was exposed to last year.
Well, I think the risk you're talking about you can't control because he has a crap offensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like when he ran, a lot of times there were some design plays. But when he ran out of a passing set, it was because the pocket was breaking down and he was trying to save his life. He didn't really get himself into too many situations where he was getting hit hard, that's one thing I like about him. I think he avoids those kind of hits for the most part. He'll get better at it, I hope, as he gets older. But, man, I think you got to let him be what he was and hope he holds up. And that's one thing you just never know. He's never had to play a 16-game season. Played a lot of games in college when they were going to the championship, but still. I just think you leave him alone. You let him go. He got hurt in practice. I think that's the thing. But most people believe that he got injured in that Seahawks game.
Yeah.
I think you leave him alone. You let him do his thing, and you hope for the best. I mean, that's he's a smart guy. I think he's going to be able to avoid hits. Yeah, the question is, if it's a non-contact injury, I hate those because
that's bad.
Yeah. Well, you look at Deontay Foreman, non-contact injury, just snapped on him. Those are usually the worst. So, you know, the whole thing is, it's a really simple question with him. Can he stay healthy? Is he injury prone? I don't know that, if he's been hurt twice now. He recovered from the first one pretty fast, but he was also younger.
Yeah.
Still young.
He's still very young.
Yeah. So I don't know that it's that big a deal, but I think what makes him special is his ability to make plays on the fly. It's just like, to me, it's do you have Russell Wilson be less aggressive?
Russell Wilson hasn't proven to be as breakable.
He hasn't gotten hurt yet. He's been durable, which is one of the things that's always underrated about a quarterback. But again, it's not like the way he was playing is why Deshaun got hurt.
No.
So,
I'm just saying, but would having him take less risks there's a sliding scale of risk taking versus effectiveness with Deshaun. Are you willing to take down the risk taking to make and with it, of course, the effectiveness goes down a little bit? Or, do you want him to play just balls out and hope that he has that magic still? Because I tend to lean a little bit to, let's be a little more careful with this guy. Let's not have this guy,
rolling out
in the open constantly.
Isn't that one of the things, though, that kind of sent RG3 on his slide is suddenly they started having to back off things? Because now part of it was they had to because of the knee.
Yeah.
But when you start scaling back what a guy does like that, I don't know. I let him play.
Okay.
I'm not worried at all. And, I think that's one of the things that makes him special is that aggressiveness. And you're not talking about being aggressive an entire game. If you get up a couple touchdowns, that changes your game plan.
Yeah.
He's handing off a lot more. Maybe he's not. Then you're not going to put him at risk as much. So I think it's not, it can happen it can happen generically within the context of a game. If you go out there and put up 21 points in the first quarter, and the other team's 3 or 7, you're going to come out with a different game plan in the second half. So, yeah, 713-780-ESPN. Stephen the weather guy says, so I guess you could say AJ is homeless. I'll show myself out.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, you're banned. So.
Yeah, you're done. Thank you.
Yeah, no more tweets from me for the rest
of the
day.
Thank you, you're an idiot.
Yeah, go play in the storm out there.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? Hope everybody's going great.
What are the odds? I've been helped by the listeners.
There you go.
Assistive touch now on. So now I've got at least a temporary home button. Now,
and I gave you a suggestion to go get it fixed that I think will work, and then you'll be happy.
Yeah.
So there you go.
You want me to take it to a shady spot, though.
It's not shady, no. No, I've had two problems with iPhones and taking them there both times and less than 30 minutes, including when the wife's got run over by a car because she was drunk and tried to run across the street.
Oh, boy.
And okay. They fixed it in 30 minutes.
Okay.
So, and it's very close by. And it's like got good Yelp reviews, too.
All right.
So 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. And so John is going to be gone starting Friday, right? Is that correct?
For how long?
No, starting tomorrow.
Oh, you're gone tomorrow? So this is your last day?
Yes.
Where are you going?
Honeymoon.
Oh.
Vietnam and Thailand.
What? That's where you chose to go for a honeymoon?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. I figured you would have chosen some romantic destination.
Thailand and Vietnam on the coast are pretty...
chose third world countries.
Yeah, which I will enjoy the food.
He's
going to
get a steak for a dollar in Cambodia.
Yeah.
Like in Men
in
Black.
That's going to be a cat steak. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, man. Have a good time.
Yeah, so Friday we're at that 500 Crawford right across the street. People can get in there, right?
Got told right before the show that that got put off.
Okay.
So we're in studio.
We're in studio on Friday.
Okay,
yes,
good.
You guys are in studio.
I actually prefer that.
I'm not mad about that either.
No.
So when are you coming back, Jong?
So we fly out tomorrow and we don't get back for another 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah, I'm using my 3 weeks of vacation.
Oh, boy.
You know what? We need to talk about your negotiations, buddy. If you've only got 3 weeks of vacation after all the years you've been here.
Yeah, but who's taking 2 weeks?
It's his honeymoon.
That's unacceptable, Fred. He's got to get divorced.
No. I mean, he needs to keep this one.
Who's going to produce our show while you're gone?
Tyler.
Every day?
Yes.
Guaranteed.
Unless he gets sick.
Oh, he better not get sick.
If he gets sick, he's done here.
Yeah, I won't stand for that. I will not. Yeah, he's got to. This is not like I've got to take a sick day. I've got really bad diarrhea. No, you fight through.
Yeah, he's going to be in the other room. I don't care how sick he is.
If you're contagious, that's fine. Yeah. Keep your door closed.
Yeah, and then we'll leave, and then he can leave. He can go out of there. He doesn't have to come in here. And just don't touch any of the pieces of paper he's given us. So I have something kind of to report, a follow-up to the "you very fat" lady.
Okay.
Today, for some reason, I woke up in just like tons of energy and decided I had some meetings here at the station around 11:30. So I decided, all right, I'm going to brave the 9 o'clock crowd at the gym again. And I get there and it's going great because I see territorial guy. So I just stay away from him. I stay on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I see the guy who hogged the machine for an hour come in. So I go do my reps on that machine first, move on. And he sits on it for an hour. It doesn't bother me because I don't need it anymore.
Okay.
Everything's beautiful. I go into the sauna. No Pennywise.
Okay.
But there's a guy there who listens to the show, and he walked in and just looked at me and said, "You're very fat." And then everybody starts laughing because apparently this lady does that to everybody who walks in there.
Oh, that's what they all leave. So it's not personal. So
it's personal, but still funny.
It's a badge of honor.
But you know what? It was a good day.
You've been Rebecca'd. I doubt any Asian women are named Rebecca. now that I think of that.
Just depends on how you pronounce it, I guess.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Jong, have you ever met an Asian woman named Rebecca?
Yes.
Oh, really? Whoa. Okay. Well, then I stand corrected.
Yeah. Rebecca Wong?
I figured that was strictly a black and white name.
No, no.
Okay. Then, well, maybe she
it's a very Old Testament name.
She was very crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe she grew up to be Pennywise.
Maybe that's actually her.
I am.
He says she's crazy.
Paints her face up.
Well.
Yeah. So, regardless, but then got here and had a bunch of work done. Got all our college stuff ready for Sports Map. I have all my riders lined up for college football. All I need now is to find somebody to do a weekly Dallas Cowboys thing.
Okay.
So once I get that done, we're going to be ready for football season. And I got to see more stuff about the new system that Sports Map's going
to
be on.
You didn't want me to write anything about college football.
Well, you're going to write your regular column.
Okay.
You know, I like this is stuff like there's going to be a weekly Big 12. Just kind of
like I did for basketball.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You just didn't trust me for football.
No, I just figure you'll want to write whatever you want to write on Fridays. Like okay. If I lock you into doing that, plus you're going to be doing fantasy rankings.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you wanted to do it, I could give it.
Well,
to you.
No, I mean you've hired someone else without even consulting me. Yeah, so I guess maybe you think I do shoddy work.
You offered to do. I mentioned yesterday that I was looking for people to do that. You didn't say anything. You offered to do fantasy.
I did.
Yeah.
Because you know why? I'm a team player.
Well, there you go.
And I've
so,
been. I,
so know. We're going to have your fantasy rankings, and then Josh is going to do like a start 'em and sit 'em thing. So we're going to have all kinds of fantasy, too. See? You're part of that.
Okay.
You don't have to be part of everything.
Well, listen, I'm just trying to help. If you don't think me writing about football will be helpful, then I don't want to do it.
No, it's just. This would bore you because it's more formatted. Because it has to be the same as the SEC and UH and the rest of the.
Okay. When. Do you have anybody writing strictly about Aggie football?
I have SEC.
Okay.
SEC, Aggie mostly, but SEC.
Okay. And you didn't want me to write about Aggie?
No, I didn't want you writing about Aggie.
Okay.
So.
Does this mean you don't want me to write about college basketball season when that comes?
No, no, no. See, I don't have people interested in college basketball.
I'm the only person?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you were like, well, here's some people with more interest in it, so we don't have to use AJ, is basically what you were saying.
Well...
Like I wish this guy knew about college basketball because I'd use him there too.
No, no, that's not it. There's another issue that I'm not going to talk about on air.
Okay. All right.
There's a financial issue here.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. You're getting cheap labor?
No, I'm getting affordable labor.
Okay. All right. Are you saying I'm not affordable?
I'm not going to talk about this on air.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to run down a rabbit hole you're not going to like there.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because I'm already about to give you some bad news on the break now. 713-780-ESPN. Let's zip through some What Are the Odds. Let's start with James. James.
Jimmy Crack Corn.
What's up, James?
Sports.
Hey, sports.
So there's one of my friends is a Yankees fan, and I'm an Astros fan. So before the season, we got after each other, and I bet him $100 that we'll repeat. So what are the odds on that?
First,
and Jong's going on his honeymoon with odds. He comes back with a little Jong in the oven.
What's the birth control situation with Teresa?
I got it.
You guys just is it like a pray and hope for the best thing or
no?
Okay, you guys are medically taking care of this, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. And as far as man, that's just a bonehead bet.
Yeah.
I hate to. You I never hate to make an
even
you, James.
You never make an even money bet on something like that.
But you basically said, you know, my team is better than 29 teams, and you went even money on that.
They were 5-1 and 6-1 preseason to win the whole thing,
yeah.
And you're giving even money. That's just that's not a wise bet.
The only team in professional sports where that is a good deal is the Warriors.
Yeah, and even right now you can get better than even on the Warriors, slightly.
Slightly better.
So, yeah, but I mean...
Last year you couldn't.
No, but in this case where you're giving up, where you could have gotten... I mean, at some point they were 8-1, and I don't think they were ever any higher than that. And I think 6 might have been the most I saw, but you took even money on that? That's a shame, Bill.
But, yeah, I don't feel good about your chances. I mean, at least...
Even if
they might win.
Well,
I'm not saying they won't.
And I hope they win, but even if they do, you made a bad bet.
Yeah.
Let's try Jeff. Hef.
Sports.
What's up?
Sports guys.
Sports,
what are the odds Greg Hardy becomes a viable UFC fighter?
I don't know.
17 seconds last night.
Yeah, they've put him in there with a couple tomato cans though. Like and And they're totally normalizing Greg Hardy. And, it, like, there's no mention of his past. There's no, you know, there's they're just acting like it's no big deal, which I think is kind of gross. And, you know.
He overcome beating the crap out of his girlfriend to become a UFC fighter.
Right. And maybe, you know what, the only guy who might say something about it is Joe Rogan whenever he gets an opportunity to call one of his fights. But as of now, they're just pretending like it's not a big deal, and they're acting like this is some sort of great comeback story, which, okay. I mean, I guess in a way it is, but it's still not a guy that I'm looking to cheer for. And when I was still fighting was around the time when Greg Hardy said that he wanted to fight, and I wanted to fight Greg Hardy.
I think you should get in shape and fight him.
Like, looking at what he did last night, he'd probably do that to me at this point, because I'm you know, I'm an old man, and I don't know that I could take what Greg Hardy's dishing these days. But
I don't know. You get to be in pretty solid shape when you go through a fight camp. But I bet you could hold your own.
So I talked to Juan Adams, who came in here with us the other day.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask you, how do you think he'd fare with Juan?
He said that if he fights Greg Hardy, he will
make sweet love to him.
He will treat him poorly.
Yeah.
So that's what I've got going. So hopefully they match it up.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah,
that'd be a great way for him to, you know, get his name out there and be even bigger. So I hope that happens. Sergeant Baytown says he's got the boys from Never Better listening to the show before their show tonight at Scout Bar in Webster.
Isn't that where Barry Laminate did comedy?
I think so. They have a lot of good bands down there. But these guys are 16 years old, and you're playing Scout Bar? They must be pretty good.
Is so, Scout Bar like, I mean...
It's a pretty good spot for okay. musicians. It's just, you know, for me, I never go because it's Webster.
Right.
And
you're never invited.
No, I've been invited to a lot of shows down there.
Oh, to play in them?
Not to play, no.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm still
semi-retired.
Not really. At some point, I really am going to put a band.
When's
together.
The last time you picked up a guitar and actually played on it?
I want to say last weekend because I've been messing around with that garage band on my laptop.
Oh, okay.
And just putting some tunes together and stuff and goofing off. But I am going to do it at some point. I just, you know, this goes back to my whole. When I came back and I was all zen thing, I had to get rid of some things in my life that I'm doing so that I
That's
could
That's what focus. I did. I got rid of my home button.
Well, there you go.
Same Remember thing. We were talking yesterday about trying to spend less time on your phone?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to break my home button.
And it worked.
That way it's a pain in the ass to do anything. You
could have just followed their advice.
Yeah, but my way's better.
But no, there's some things I got rid of so that I could focus on, you know, some of the other projects that we have going. And so now I'm kind of doing the same thing. I finally learned to act like I do at home. Like if I buy a new shirt, I give one away.
Okay.
And I do the same thing with hats. So this is kind of my new thing. Anytime I add on something that's going to take time, I get rid of something else.
Okay.
So I am going to start a band at some point, but I'm going to have to get rid of something else to do it.
You'll have to get rid of your wife when you do that.
I've been thinking about it.
Yeah. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Your kids are about to head back to school and they have destroyed your carpets over the summer. I mean, they're ruined. Extra foot traffic, they're dragging in dirt from the baseball field and the pool. If you're talking about my kids, I'm sure your kids have drug in dirt from similar places. Well, you could fix it. Dirt Free's got a special going right now for a limited time. They'll clean three rooms for $100 and give you a free speed dry. The other guys, they leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. That's not what's happening with Dirt Free. 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed dry. That's 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Just a shell of myself, baby. Just a wounded, lonely.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Don't miss the GT Sports Marketing Sports Card and Interactive Show this weekend at the George R. Brown Convention Center, featuring 15 of the world champion Houston Astros. including Altuve, Springer, Correa, and Bregman. Plus, football superstars Bo Jackson, Jerry Rice, and more, such as MMA UFC fighters, celebrity chefs, and American Idol finalists, soccer and martial arts for kids, and lots more. Tickets and details available at gtsportsmarketing.com. Actually, sounds pretty cool. Although I kind of like the idea of combining soccer and martial arts. That would be kind of cool.
That would be kind of a good idea.
If you're going to slap two sports together, that's as good as any, right?
Yeah.
Let's squeeze another call. Patrick, you're on the Blitz on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What's up? Patrick? Yeah. Hello?
Sports.
Sports, good sir.
So, listen, I was thinking about this Urban Meyer thing, right? And some questions have come up that I don't think I've heard anybody answer. First of all, hasn't Zach Smith been with Urban Meyer since 2011? I might be wrong about that, but if he has, didn't Ohio State owe it to everybody and themselves to do some research on, you know, who's coming along on staff with Urban Meyer? And then two, nobody's, from what I can tell, nobody is screaming for Urban Meyer's wife to be fired. I mean, she gets this information. She either doesn't tell it, or she does tell it, or she doesn't follow through with it. Everybody's screaming about him, but nobody's trying to blame her. And she was the first point of contact.
Well, I mean, what
I mean, she works at the school. That's why. But, I mean, she's irrelevant, let's be honest. Nobody cares about
that. Yeah, I just don't know.
Well, for one thing, you do go through background checks to get hired by a college. I had to go through them when I got hired at San Jack. Everybody does it. And, you know, sometimes things slip through the cracks. That happens. But, you know, I'm sure that they went through all that. But I really think we need to let this thing play out before, because a lot of these questions are going to be answered in the end, one way or the other. And I know this is one of those topics that everybody wants to just have an opinion on, but I really think it needs to play out. Because I got to be honest, the more I listen to Courtney Smith, she really doesn't sound like a reliable witness to me. I think there's some truth, obviously. I don't know what, but I wouldn't put all my eggs in that basket. Not without a lot more investigation. And that's not in any way defending anybody. I don't know what I would do about any of this yet, but I would do a little more. I'd be a little more patient until I found out some more about it before I had a strong opinion. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody wants to know, did they miss the Hard Knocks talk? No.
No. Still haven't gotten into it. I'm ready when you are.
Let's go right now?
Yeah, right this minute?
Right now at 4:35, man.
That's you caught me off guard. Oh, really? No, I'm just kidding.
Did you guys really just tweet out that photo?
Yeah. Of me with the ESPN balloons?
That's not an ESPN balloon. It's a
Those are the balloons that are still in the studio.
It's a Pens balloon.
Oh, I've got dyslexia, Fred. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Lysdexia?
Lysdexia. Yeah, I just wanted to show people that the balloons are still in the studio.
Okay. And you, dotting the I there, are you?
What do you mean?
I guess people are just going to have to go to Twitter to see it. And draw their own conclusions.
I don't know what you're talking about.
With their pens. Draw their own conclusions with their pens.
The balloons are still here.
God. All right. So what did you think?
I thought, it was weird that there wasn't a single sprinkler shot. Like normally you see the grass with the sprinkler. There was none of that. Not one shot last night, which I thought was very weird. I really thought they did a good job the way they opened it, though, with tearing down the LeBron banner.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I didn't even realize that they had done that. And there's not the bitterness there was the last time he left.
Yeah, because he left him with a title.
Right. But there's you can tell there's still some frustration that he left. But I thought that was a really cool way to open it and talking about clean slates. Unfortunately, I think that Hugh Jackson's mom dying, like at the very beginning, just kind of set the tempo of like a downer for the whole show.
Yeah, right? I thought that right, because where do you go from there, really?
Right.
You know, you can't do a lot of upbeat when you sort of have that hanging over you. But I thought it was well done. I thought the Landry thing got a lot of attention, but it didn't really do much for me.
I mean, it's, how many times did you want to see him catch a ball with one hand and just go, ooh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm sure a lot of Dolphins fans would have liked to have seen him do that in a real game. But, yeah, I thought they did a good job for the first episode. And I don't think Baker Mayfield was all that interesting the time he was on there. But
no. You know. I don't understand also why they're sleeping in an RV.
Well, he got that for some reason.
He said that he had to. I just didn't understand. Like, they never really explained why. And it just seems odd that, you know, the guys who are...
I'm sure somebody can explain it to us.
Maybe the most important guys, you know, Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield, they're both sleeping in a freaking RV.
Well, and I'm guessing, though, it's probably... They won't let you inside the RV for the show, I'm told.
But they were in there.
The cameras were?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they were showing around. They were like whoever that fourth string quarterback was in there, they were showing everything that's going on in there. And they basically showed that Baker Mayfield has the bed, Drew Stanton has the over the cab bed, and Tyrod Taylor, the starting quarterback, is sleeping on basically a folded down dining room table. That just seems weird. Like, you
a little racist to me.
A, that, but B, when you want these guys well rested and
I don't understand what the story was behind that, but I do think it was it was an okay episode, and I'm looking forward to seeing more. I think it'll get better. It always does. Wow, this just came from Houston Bush Airport.
Okay.
Due to severe weather in the Houston area, there is a ground stop in effect for IAH. Please contact your airline for flight-specific information, updates as conditions change. I didn't realize it was that bad out there.
I didn't either.
It must be that bad out there. I guess I better go to the Doppler, huh?
The Super Doppler, probably.
Hmm. 713-780-ESPN. Oh, okay. Bernardo says, apparently Fox is doing a miniseries about Baker, and one of the QBs asked that he had to provide an RV.
Okay.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. I would have said no.
I wonder if he's going to intentionally do less for HBO then, since he's doing a Fox thing.
Yeah, doing his own thing.
That would kind of suck. Let's squeeze in a couple more here for the break. Is it Cody? Well, what are the odds? What's up, Cody?
What's up, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
I just had what are the odds? What are the odds if the fight actually does happen that Dustin Poirier knocks out Nate Diaz?
Nate Diaz is a hard guy to finish, and Nate Diaz won't quit, but I could easily see Dustin Poirier just dominating him for the course of a fight. I just think he's a better fighter at this point.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the Doppler. It looks like near the airport, kind of 59 towards Livingston. Liberty always gets rained on whenever there's rain, but it looks like it's kind of moved out of the downtown area /610. So for your commute home, if you're going like out 10 or 45 or 288 or 59 south, you should be fine.
All right.
That's your traffic update.
Brought to you by?
I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Fred Fowler.
Exactly.
All right. If your job's sucking life out of you, wake up. You can do something about it. You don't have to be stuck in the job that you hate. How about IT? I know what you're thinking. I'm not a math guy. I'm not a science guy. They don't care. There's no excuse. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Helping people start a career in IT, that's what they do. That's their thing. If you don't absolutely love what you're doing, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Extra Hey, Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, it's real easy to tell you to check out sportsmap.com today because there's a ton of good stuff, including episode one, the pilot of Sports on the Rocks.
It's there.
Somebody tweeted me, why is there only a picture of Holly and Travis on there? It's because I want you to watch it. I'm in it, yes, but it's like when you do a cover photo of anything, you want something that's going to get people interested, right? They're the interesting part of it. So, I mean, I had my moments, but there's a lot of other good stuff on there. Lance had some fun with his prop bets for NFL, if you want to get some NFL prop bets in. Raheel has a video on how the Astros and Rockets have raised expectations for Houston fans. Jerry Bowe has NFL futures odds and trends. And so lots of betting on there today. And I don't know if you guys are aware of this yet, but Jerry and Josh Jordan, who is one of the other genius behind SportsMap, they're going to be doing a show on Sunday mornings where they focus on gambling and fantasy football.
Okay.
97.5, right, John? Is that correct?
Correct. What's 10 to noon.
And what's it Sundays. Starts this week.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so we'll probably have one of those guys pop on for a couple minutes to talk about it. But
isn't that kind of what our show is?
What?
Talking about, you know, gambling and fantasy sports? Like, that's pretty much our show during football season.
It's, like, several segments of our show, but they only get 2 hours. So they're just going to do that.
Okay.
We talk about other stuff during football season.
Yeah.
We actually talk about the games.
Seems like they're kind of stealing our gig.
No. No, because we're not.
All right.
I mean, we're not only fantasy and gambling. There's a lot of gambling there.
They're only going to talk fantasy and gambling?
Yes.
Okay. They better not try any funny business and start talking about, you know, the hottest Disney princesses or anything.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
Well, no, we have that copyrighted.
Okay.
Or if they start putting odds on stuff.
Yeah, copyrighted.
Yeah.
What are the odds? Anything copyrighted? Sports? Copyrighted.
And stuff?
Copyrighted. Dickweed? Copyrighted. Yeah. That's all a fact.
Yeah.
Can't have any of that. Somebody was tweeting earlier about how Joel and Barry are trying to be so hard to be the Blitz by calling their guys the suspects and all this stuff. It's like, dude, if you're going to copy a show, this is the one to copy, would be my thought.
Wait, who's calling themselves that?
Oh, that Joel and Barry are calling their listeners suspects now.
Oh. Well, listen, what are you going to do?
Eh.
Did Brandon just call you a dick, AJ, on Twitter?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't see that.
He's commenting on your photo, I think.
Oh, so now
we
gotta go look.
He said, Brandon said, it looks like the word penis and a dick in one pic. LOL. Well,
I think he did.
Then some fighting words.
I think he called you a Richard.
Hmm.
Little tiny Brandon?
I don't know.
Little 5'3", 110-pound Brandon?
Listen, what do I know?
Who's barely taller than Palillo? That's who's going to fight you?
Okay.
That was going to be the pretty face when you were doing your videos. I think that's off now.
I don't think it's that Brandon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but, no, it's not Brandon Strange.
Oh, okay, good. I was about to say, what the hell? Well, you need to, because you need to define your Brandons better, John, because if you say that, that's who I'm going to think of. His office is right next to mine. That's the first Brandon that's going to come to mind.
Well, I'm not on Twitter.
Well, you didn't say which Brandon. You should say Brandon so-and-so on Twitter. That's how you have to define people. Jeez. Is that really Shaq or Slack? I can't tell with the light in my face.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Yeah, my question is, how do you guys feel about Carmelo Anthony going to the Houston side with the Rockets?
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit. I just think that it's almost a nothing signing. Like, maybe he'll contribute a little, but I think at this point in his career, he's going to be more of a bit player than anything else. I think you saw last year, basically statistically, was his worst season ever. And I don't expect it to get much better. I just hope that the Rockets understand that they need to use him in a more limited role than the Thunder did last year. The Thunder, they still ran him out there like he was the man. And I think you saw that was a mistake. So I hope that the Rockets don't do that. I mean, it's fine. It's a nice guy to get for what they're paying for him. But I just don't think he's like a difference maker. I think he might be the fifth best player on the team. Maybe.
Yeah, well, I think you're counting on the Rockets to use him smarter and use him less and play to his strengths. And to me, for the price, give it a shot. If he comes in here and he's a pouty little, you know what, you cut him.
And I've said all along, I think it's you with Chris Paul, I know he and Carmelo are friends. My concern is, will they still be friends when Carmelo's not giving max effort on defense? Because Chris Paul doesn't play that game. He doesn't let anybody loaf. He doesn't let anybody BS. And Carmelo is a he's an established loafer. Can we agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he puts a ton of effort into defense.
No. But you know what? Neither did James. And this year, his first year with Chris Paul, you probably saw the best defensive effort James Harden's ever given. So maybe Chris Paul will have that effect on Carmelo Anthony. I just, if when you're saying Carmelo is going to have a decreased role in the offense and you think he's going to play harder on defense, it just, when you think of Carmelo Anthony, it's hard to imagine him being like, yeah, I'm on board with that.
Well, again, I think it just depends on how they use him. And if they use him the right way, if he comes in and does what the Ryan Anderson role was supposed to be, I think you'll get more out of him than you were expecting. If not, you know, you can cut bait. Burping on air, copyrighted. Bad callers, copyrighted. Little people, you almost caught me. 210, copyrighted. Bitches, copyrighted. Yeah, all those things, you know. No, I think it's cool what they're doing there, building a community of their listeners. That's how we got started. So 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, Brandon said, it appears that Jong left the joke at the end of my tweet. I have no urge to start bleep with AJ. He's actually one of my favorite sports talk radio hosts. So you should have said Brandon Whitehead, Jong. Well, you just see his head's already in Cambodia thinking about those $1 steaks.
Yeah.
So I mean, when he said
dollar steaks, how about dollar hotel rooms?
Yeah, that too. So that would be just like Jong says this. That's the first person I'm going to think of is Jong Lee. It's the only Jong I hang out with.
Well, Brandon's a very common name.
I know, but I only know one Brandon. At least here. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, Jason says the story came out of Detroit that the RV is a product of Drew Stanton. When he was in Detroit, Sean Hill and Stanton made Stafford buy one so they could get away during practice.
Well,
that'd be a great place to, like, go smoke a blunt.
Yeah.
At practice. I can't read the name at the top there. What is it, Jimmy?
Yeah, just that's Jimmy.
What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, so apparently on the Twitterverse, there was a talk about Ryan Anderson potentially going to Atlanta for a pick and one of our young draft picks that we got, and I think Melton was mentioned. I was wondering your thoughts on that one, especially I don't know anything about Melton, but I heard that Morey was pretty high on him.
Well, here's the thing I've read about the Hawks and Ryan Anderson would be. The Hawks are willing to take back Ryan Anderson in a deal for Bazemore. And, I mean, I guess there's a ton of suitors for Bazemore. He's a solid player. But I've also read that with the Rockets getting Carmelo, maybe they're not interested in Kim Bazemore. So I'm not sure.
They don't need to get rid of Anderson's contract now, but it would just be.
Of course, it would be helpful.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. What I also heard about that was if the Hawks are willing to take on Ryan Anderson, the Rockets would also have to send over a young, you know, viable piece as well as draft picks. So they would basically be paying to get rid of Ryan Anderson, which that makes more sense if you're the Hawks. Because if you're the Hawks, I mean, why would you take on Ryan Anderson's contract unless there's some sort of incentive? The Hawks aren't going to give you anything. They're not going to give up draft picks to get Ryan Anderson.
I mean, it's only one more year on the contract too. So
yeah.
Yeah, I think
at this point, just suck it up and he was on the team last year and they were fine.
Yeah, if you can get Bazemore, okay. But 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds the station gets Fred a monitor TV that's big enough or close enough for him to read caller names? It's not so much that it's not big enough or close enough. It's just that there's a giant light right behind it for the TV studio. So whenever I look right up into it, I'm looking into a giant pink light. And, you know, it's my eyes have actually improved, mainly from, you know, probably from smoking weed. But so I can read it better now than I used to, maybe because they made the screen a little bit bigger. But I can't see the screen half the time. So it's one of the things, you know, having a TV studio in here, which you can check out on livestream.com. Actually, just go to ESPN975.com, click on Watch Us on Livestream. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.